Community transmission of COVID-19 has now spread beyond Auckland, with two new cases in Tokoroa. As of today, there are 12 new cases in total and one probable case, meaning there are now 30 cases of community transmission in the Auckland and Waikato regions. All the cases except one have been linked to the Auckland cluster, with the remaining case now under investigation. The Prime Minister and the Director General of Health are due to hold a press conference at 5:30 this evening to announce whether the country will shift alert levels. We will take that press conference live. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff is also due to hold a press conference just after 6 o'clock, and we'll bring you the latest from that. We'll also have reaction to the announcement from the retail sector, and we'll tell you what it means for schools and for sport. And just a reminder, Checkpoint will be live through until 7 o'clock tonight. But first, here's our political reporter, Charlie Drever.
As predicted, the number of COVID-19 cases in the community continues to rise. The Minister of Health, Chris Hipkins, says the two cases from Tokoroa can be traced back to the index cases. He says rapid contact tracing and testing will remain the number one priority.
That priority remains in Auckland, where the bulk of the cases are. That's where we're focusing the lion's share of our efforts. For the rest of New Zealand, our message remains for people to be vigilant, to wash your hands, to stay home if you're feeling unwell, and to call Healthline or your GP if you have any doubts.
Health officials are still investigating how a person who has been admitted to Auckland City Hospital has been infected with COVID-19. All but one of the cases can be linked to the existing South Auckland cluster, while the Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says the link with the 13th person is still under investigation.
I'm not concerned at this point because it's very early on and it's under investigation, and it was sort of the most recent case. It just made our 9 o'clock cut-off.
Meanwhile, an aged care facility resident who was visited by two people who later tested positive for COVID-19 has returned a negative test. The two people who visited the Kingswood Rest Home in Morrinsville weren't showing symptoms at the time and didn't know they were infectious. Dr. Bloomfield says staff members who interacted with the visitors have also tested negative.
However, all staff and residents have been tested and their swabs are in the process of being analysed. We expect those results later today and tomorrow. The DHB is working closely with the rest home, and they have all the PPE they need and other support.
Yesterday, more than 15,000 tests were processed in a single day, a new record. However, as health workers move quickly to test members of the public, Dr. Bloomfield says there have been reports of health workers being verbally abused and even attacked.
This is completely unacceptable, I'm sure you will agree. And please remember that all healthcare workers are doing their best to help not just you, but all New Zealanders. I know how hard they are working, both in Auckland and around the country, and I want to take a moment to sincerely thank them all.
He says it is important to note only symptomatic people are being tested to make sure the focus is on those who are highest risk. But as officials rush to find any possible cases, the original source of community transmission is still unknown. Genome testing currently suggests the strain of COVID-19 originated in the United Kingdom or Australia, but initial testing has not found a match between the genome of current cases and the samples that have been analysed from isolation facilities. The Ministry for Primary Industries is on site of the cold store company, Americold, where at least five workers have tested positive for COVID-19 to try and find clues about the source of transmission. Dr. Ashley Bloomfield says nothing is being ruled out.
It will be harder probably to extract DNA out of samples in the environment, if any are found, but it's certainly part of the puzzle. Even just if we do find virus on surfaces in those cold store facilities, that may well help with the puzzle.
Cabinet met at 3 o'clock today to discuss the advice from health officials as to whether to shift or keep the current alert levels after midnight tonight. From Parliament, Charlie Drever, DNA.